This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome everyone to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 293. We are continuing the watch through of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. We're up to part 3 from 1993. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate. How long has it been since you've seen this film?
I'm going to be honest with you. I saw this movie in the theater when I was a kid.
Okay.
I didn't like it when I was a kid. I watched it again maybe like when I was a teenager, and I have not seen it since then because I remember hating it. Now, who knows? Maybe when I was a kid, I hated it, and as an adult, I'll feel differently, but this is my first watch since I was maybe 30. It's been over 20 years. Easy. I'll just say that. Wow. It's been over 20 years.
Well, I never seen this movie.
Okay.
This was the first time me and watching it. Yeah, first time watching. I was like, oh my God. I was like, all right, let's see where.
Turtles 3, okay.
Yeah.
In Japan. I was like, you know what? Okay.
I was like, oh, the suits are going to get better. I'm like, are we going to get better villains? I was like, I never seen it. So I was like, I didn't even want to put on a trailer to mess me up.
Right.
I just went straight in there, right? Well, let's go to the financials, and then we go into some Rotten Tomatoes and critics, okay?
Yes, sir.
Financially, this movie was budgeted at $21 million, which is actually pretty, you can pretty notice that this was.
That's lower than the movie before.
Yes, it was, and you could totally see it.
Yeah.
Worldwide total of $42 million. I don't know what you think. This could be a flop.
It's the lowest grossing of the three, and it had a budget that was lower than the one before. And I don't think, as far as like video sales, I don't think this did as good as the first two. Like, I don't know anyone personally. I know they exist because our guest last week, Evan, told me he had this movie on tape. But I didn't personally in my life know anyone who had this one on tape. Everyone had one and two. Not a lot of people had three. So I'm pretty sure this was a big failure because they did not do another one of these movies for like 12 or 13 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the animated one came out in the 2000s, and this was 93. So,
wow. All right. Flop. Well, let's check out what the critics and the audience have to say about this film.
Well, so far, critically, these haven't been doing that great anyway. But the audience scores seem to buoy them usually, right? Like, the audience scores are always the 60 and up. This streak is coming to an end because the audience score for this one is 34%, okay? Versus, I think the last one was 60 and the first one's like 80 something. 34, but the critic score on this one, 19. We're under 20. Yikes. Under 20. And this one is the most disliked Turtles movie as far as I know.
Yeah, I mean, oh man, it is a lot to dissect here. Because even sitting here, I felt like, this was a long movie. I felt like this was longer than the other ones, man.
Both of the first two, I believe, are under 90 minutes, and this one's 95. So it's like just slightly longer, but it feels longer than that.
Yeah, it does. No, it does. It felt like a 2-hour movie, bro. Like, it felt long. But anyway, let's get right into this review. Let's check out what Nate has to say about his beloved franchise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. All right, Nate, take it away with the lead character. They're back, all four turtles and Splinter.
Nope. So they're all right. As regards to the turtles, there's one thing that's good. There's four things in this movie. Okay. There's four things in this movie that I'll give praise when we get to those categories. One of the things with the turtles was Corey Feldman was back as Donatello. So that was cool. He was out of part three. He was back for part. I mean, he was out of part two. He's back for part three, but they changed Raphael and Leonardo. The guy who did Michelangelo is the same. Other than that, this gets a one. This is the worst. This is the worst version of the Ninja Turtles that has ever been put on film. I know we haven't gotten to the Michael Bay ones yet. I know people have complaints about certain aspects of that. But at least, in my opinion, and I don't want to review that one yet because I haven't even rewatched it. But from what I remember, at least the characters are right. In this movie, they're all the same character. They're all four of them are the same. All they do is tell jokes. None of them are funny. There are some good funny jokes in the previous movies. Both of them. Your boy Mike Land, you loved him in the first one. He's good. He's really funny in the second one, in my opinion. And one of the problems that you had with the second movie was it was too comedic. It was too jokey. Well, if you had a problem with that movie, wait till you watch this. Because this is nothing but jokes. Like, there's not a moment where, at least in Turtles 2, there's moments. Donatello questioning the whole thing of like, what? You know, like he has a sadness moment. Super Shredder's introduction is not a really jokey scene, you know. So there's parts. This all jokes throughout. all the turtles are the same. Raphael's slightly a hothead, but then they made him, he's like, he becomes best friends with this little kid. And I'm like, what is this? Give me a break. Michelangelo all of a sudden wants to become serious. I'm not going home, guys. I'm staying in Japan. It's like, shut up. You're not staying in Japan. You're going home. Like, Leonardo does, I mean, if you thought Leonardo did nothing in the first two, he really does nothing in this one. Donatello talks the most because Corey Feldman was now more famous. If you looked at the end credits, all the turtles, it has who does the voice. And then it says in big letters, Corey Feldman has done, like, he gets his own section and he has the most lines. I'll sum it up with this. There's a line in this movie where Donatello, they're in Japan and the guy comes in and he's like, surprised, like, ugh. And he goes, what were you expecting? The Addams Family? Why would that guy be expecting? First of all, he doesn't even know who the Addams Family are. What is that joke? What does that mean? It just gives you an idea of the stuff these turtles are. Help, I'm a turtle and I can't get up. Donatello says that in this movie. I'm not even making this up. He says it. It's real. And last but not least, Alex, just the intro scene lets you know what kind of movie you're in. First movie, Shadows, right? Shadows. They're talking. You get the title. And then they jump in and you're like, oh, shoot, look, it's the turtles live. Like, it's cool, right? Second movie, they're in the background, unfocused, can't see them. And then they jump in the air, title screen, sick. This one, they're freaking dancing. They're doing this dance, like walking down, like doing this stupid dance. One, I absolutely hate everything about all of them in this movie. And they're ugly. They look worse than the other movies.
Oh, their costumes is atrocious. I mean, $20 million, you could tell their costumes must have been the prototypes, and they couldn't afford the upgrades because it was atrocious. That beginning scene of the movie, I said, what the hell am I sitting down watching? They're doing the Breakfast Club dance the whole time. They're going, yeah, all these stupid jokes. And I'm like, what is it? And then Splinter is going in on the jokes, which makes no... And then he looks even worse. Then they change Splinter's voice because I know the voice of Splinter.
It's horrible.
That dude sounded so bad.
And he has no legs. Did you notice? They only ever show him from the waist up.
Because the budget went somewhere else. They went. I think the budget was mostly the woods, the time
film
thing.
To film outside in the woods. That's what it was.
I think it was that or the CGI to go back in time. Because other than that, Splinter was god awful. I agree with you, dude. The suits were horrible. I'm not going to get into the fighting, but that shit was atrocious with them in the suits fighting. It looked so bad. I mean, April O'Neil is god awful in this movie. She's like, I just want to go to vacation. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? Like, I don't know. This movie felt so out of place. Like, you could tell they just went, what are we going to do for a third one? Let's just do one. Corey Feldman, yeah, I guess he is, you know, the original voice or whatever. But he should have just came back for two. Because he came back for the worst one. And then, unless they paid him way more money.
The $20 million budget. I think he was. $2
million
went
to
Corey Feldman.
Budget. Yeah. It had to.
Oh, and Casey Jones. They brought him back for what?
Oh, he was a doo-doo. He played two people. But anyway, at the end of the day, this has to be the worst lead character I ever seen in out of 293 movies. Yeah. They did not feel, talk like any other turtles that you even see. Not even the cartoon. Like, this doesn't even come close to the cartoon. Oh, yeah.
They have
and
no
you
personality.
Know it was really,
they all have the
no,
same
they don't.
Personality.
And I'll tell you this. I'll end it with this. You knew it was bad because they tried to recreate a lot of scenes from the first movie, like Michelangelo doing his movie voices, and it sounded even worse. And I was like, oh, geez. I was like, okay, this was bad. And then at the end when he goes, I'm just Splinter, there's nothing that could make me laugh anymore. And he put the hat on.
Oh, my God. I almost threw my remote at the TV.
Yeah, was pretty bad.
Elvis of Blue Hawaii.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Horrible.
And he started laughing. I laughed because I was like, who came up with this stupid-ass ending for this damn movie? Because I was just like, that was really bad. But anyway, I gave it a one, and I think this is the first time I think I gave a one to a lead character. I don't think we ever did.
It's been a while. I have, but it's been a while.
Well,
since
you did for Assassins, but to be really honest with you, I don't think I ever gave a one lead character.
Not on the lead.
All right. No. Let's go to main villain. Now, main villain is the dude from Zorro. That played the bad guy.
Stuart Wilson, who plays Walker. Literally, that's his name. Yeah. Walker.
Wasn't he from Zorro? He was Catherine Zeta-Jones' father, wasn't he?
Let's click on him.
He's the Don De La Vega.
He is. He's in the Mask of Zorro. Yes.
Yeah, he was that. He was some. I forgot his name. It was a Spanish name.
Forget now he's Walker.
Take it away.
No, he's one. Walker. What is this guy? What is this guy? You're telling me we went from Shredder to Shredder and Toka and Rezar to a guy named Walker? Just an old white guy in feudal Japan. First of all, I don't remember when I was a kid. I don't remember my reaction to it. I remember I didn't like it. Like, I remember being like, I don't like that movie. So I didn't want it on tape. But I can't imagine I was a kid and I understood anything that was going on with this villain. Like, just think about it. What is he doing? He like wants to like, he's working with this guy, but then he wants to take over. But then he's talking about ships and trading. And I'm like, what in the hell? Even as an adult, I don't really know what he was trying to do. So imagine a kid trying to figure out what this guy is trying to do. He's horrible. He doesn't fight. He doesn't do any. At one point, he shoots the cannon, and Leonardo goes whoop and puts his head in the shell. That's about all the action he does. He shoots a cannon, bro. When he falls in the water, please tell me you saw the part where he falls in the water at the end, and he just it's like they just photoshopped him out. He does. There's no splash. He just goes like mm-mm. Disappears, and then you hear splash. It sums up the whole thing. He's god awful. He's terrible. And then you have, I'll save one part about this for story, but then you have the ancient Casey Jones, I guess. And he's like, take me there. I want to learn. But he's talking like he doesn't know English, but he speaks with no accent. So it's weird. And then he's like a double crosser and he's actually working with the bat. It doesn't matter. It's all a one. It's horrible. I hate it.
Yeah. This dude, Don De La Vega, whatever his name, he's horrible, dude. This dude is Walker is one of the worst villains, I think. He's worse than Dominic Green, bro, from Quantum of Solace. Yeah.
He's way worse. Don Rafael Montero, by the way.
There you go. Don Rafael Montero. Yes. So he was horrible. And I agree with you. Yo, dude, 5 minutes into this movie, I'm like, who are you and why are you here? And he's like, and then the thing that he's punking the Japanese guys, and the Japanese guys are just like, you can't do nothing. I will not allow you to do this. And I'm like, wait, he just came out of whatever with the guns. And now all of a sudden you guys are friends. And then he steals the time stick,
the lantern
torch looking thing. Yeah. That you put tiki torches on. And I'm like, I don't understand. I was like, you are so right. This dude's character looked like someone did not know how to write a villain and was just like, okay, what is the best trait of a bad villain? And they just threw it into this movie and was just like, okay, cool. Because you can't tell me. I mean, first of all, the Turtles had so many iconic villains besides Shredder that you cannot tell me they could not bring one of those to life. But anyway, this Walker character was such a plain Joe. He reminded me of the Scorpion King, dude. Remember the villain in Scorpion King?
Yeah, he's kind of just unmemorable.
He fought. Yeah. Yes, the unmemorable villain.
Yeah.
And that ending of him getting getting blown off the freaking thing was just so stupid. I'd never seen.
If you're listening to this, go on YouTube and look up Ninja Turtles 3 villain fall in water or something. Wait till you see it.
And the worst part about the whole scene to set up the damn thing is he goes, oh, I forgot the bird. And he kept going after the bird. And I was like, why are you going for the bird? Like, what is the purpose? It was such a stupidity. I didn't like him a lot. I agree. I gave him a one. You gave him a one. Okay. Action scenes.
Okay. I'll be honest. This is the only thing. This is probably my highest score in this review. It's still the worst action out of all the three movies. But there is action. I you know, like, it's there. It is mostly similar to the other movies in the sense of the Turtles, you know, doing their martial arts. There is some, I do like, the only part of the beginning that I like is when it shows them fighting with their weapons, like training, sort of. You have Raphael doing the size, you have Michelangelo with the nunchucks, and they show Donatello doing stuff with, like, I thought that was pretty cool. I was like, okay, you know, they're doing some martial arts stuff. And then the actual fighting in Japan, some of it's pretty good. Some of it's, I mean, pretty good for this kind of movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the reason I didn't, the reason I gave it a two, by the way. I don't think it's good. But the reason, the main reason that pushed it over a one was I did like the part where Leonardo fights the guy with the swords, where they're sword fighting. Yeah. Because he sure doesn't get any moments to shine as a character at all. At least he had a cool, you know, with the sword. I thought that was an actually legitimately cool scene. And there's some good stunts, like when they're on the horse and they gotta like jump off and stuff like that. Like whoever was in that suit, that probably hurt and they're jumping off. So a two though. It's still not good. It's worse than the other movies, but I've seen worse. So I'm not gonna give it a one.
Oh no, don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. I gave it a two also. I agree. There's a lot of action in this, but it is god-awful choreographed. It is bad. Like, bad. Like, the first two, you could get away with it because you could totally see that they actually put something together with these fight scenes, and it felt kind of natural for that time. Them fighting. So you're going, oh, okay, cool. But boy, oh golly, this is 2 years later, and you cannot tell me they could not put together great choreography, because it was god awful. It was bad. I mean, I agree. There's some funny parts. There was some good ones too. Like when they in the village, I thought it was pretty cool seeing there in the village. Or when they, I think when they were in the forest somewhere, and the guys came out of the blue, and then they all fought. And then they thought they were bad guys, but they were good guys. That was confusing too with the chick. I thought, again, it was a decent. I don't think it was good. I don't think it was great. And sure enough, it was not perfect. So I give it a 2. I did not like it. It was just not well put together, the action sequences at all. So I gave that a 2.
Okay.
All right.
Fair.
Storyline.
Horrible. Absolutely horrible. Nothing redeeming about it. There's not a single element of this storyline that I like. Not one. Like, first of all, the Turtles are very much tied to being in New York City. And to take them out and put them in the freaking woods in ancient Japan was such a dumb choice right off the bat. Like, right away, a stupid move. Absolutely stupid. Then on top of that, you have all these, like, for April O'Neil, all right, her performance is not as good in this movie, but that's the script's fault, because it's the same actress from part two. She was fine in that one. She looked kind of hot in this one, though. I like the haircut. I don't know. She was cute.
You know, yeah, she was cute.
But then they had weird kind of like innuendo where she's like got her leg up on the thing and they're like, whoa, your leg. And then she's like, hey, I'm a lab. And they go, shoo wing. And I'm like, what? And the worst part is that it's Donatello and Leonardo who do it. Leonardo would never. Shwing. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God.
I don't even think Donatello would do that either.
No, he's a nerd. It would be Mikey by himself, probably. Yeah. Just him.
Yeah.
So it's stuff like that where this doesn't, whoever wrote, and the director is the guy who wrote it too. He clearly doesn't know anything about the Turtles at all. Clearly. Then you have these Japanese guys who are sent ahead in time. They are like trying to learn about America, and freaking Casey Jones got to babysit them. He tries to play hockey. Like, all of that is filler. So to your point, the movie's 90 minutes and it should have been like, there's like 45 minutes worth of story. So everything else is just here to like pad it and drag out the time for no reason. You're just wasting time. There's no story to tell. The villain's bad. They try to make these subplots where Michelangelo, like, I don't know if he fell in love with that lady or what, but it's weird. I think he did. He's a turtle. She wants her man back. He's like, I'm going to stay with her. Miriko, whatever her name is. And then Raphael wants to be the new adoptive dad to the son. He's like, teach me how to fly a kite. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't deal with this movie. It's absolutely terrible. And the worst, this is probably one of the worst things, is April O'Neil. She's in the cage to capture her. And she sees a guy and she's like, Casey? April, you know damn well that's not Casey Jones. You know he didn't get time traveled. So what are you like? What is that? Casey? Just because it's the same actor with a beard. So it's supposed to be his ancestor? Is that what this movie's trying to? You're trying to tell me that a person who knows Casey Jones in New York in modern day time traveled to a specific point in time where his great, 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 great grandfather was in a cage. And you think it's him. Casey? And then she sees a rat and she's like, you look familiar. Is that supposed to, are you telling me that this is supposed to be Splinter's great, 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 great rat grandfather? One. But what? There's so many stupid, I could go on for hours, but I'll stop. One.
That's Uncle Splint.
Yeah.
That's his
great, 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 great. At least Splinter's from Japan. What the heck is Casey Jones' relative doing out there? Who knows?
I don't know. I thought the storyline was plain as garbage. I mean, first of all, she finds an antique in an antique store. No, in a flea market. No, in a garage sale.
Yeah.
She found a time-traveling piece in a garage sale.
And the person who had it before never time-traveled? They never accidentally set the thing off?
And then she goes, hey, this is Japan. I mean, this is Japanese. Hey, Splinter, this is your language.
You speak this language.
You speak it. Yeah, and then miraculously, the guy decides to start turning it on when she's holding it. I think it was really bad. I think the storyline was very poorly executed. Oh my God. It was bad. Like, and I agree with you. Them going to Japan, I don't mind it if it was a good storyline. Like maybe meeting Shredder in that time period, right? Like their version of Shredder, right? Like it was just an endless loop of them facing, you know, Shredders. Yeah, like the end. You know what I mean? Like, I'm okay with it. It is what it is, right? But no, it was just a plain old walker dude, which you don't care. The Japanese dudes, you really don't care. So I was just like, what was the purpose of this movie? And now I do understand why people call it Turtles in Time, because they do go in time.
Yeah.
But I do understand it is the video game.
Yeah.
But
it has no subtitle when it starts. It's just called Ninja Turtles 3.
Yeah. And I hate coincidences of like they're painting on an ancient scroll and it's four turtles. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. How do they like, what is that? How do they even know who they are?
That made no sense. One. Two, in the beginning of the movie, which I will defend now, I kind of liked it when it was in red. When they did the red silhouette of like that Japanese style of old film, like
with the horses,
ancient, yeah. And I was like, okay, you know what? It looks pretty good. But then it just started, and I went, oh, this is bad.
And then ZZ Top came on.
Yeah, that ZZ Top came on. Rock and roll, dudes. Oh, yeah. So like for me, they had potential. It's just the storyline did not work at all. It just couldn't. You couldn't do nothing with it. To be honest with you, I don't know why they greenlighted this movie, because it was like unexpiring. It was not funny. It was not fun. Honestly, there was really nothing for me to go, oh, that's the moment that I would say, okay, this could have had potential with this. It didn't. The turtles looked god awful. Like they looked so, they gave them more freckles, like big freckles. And I was like, wait a minute, they're green. Like, where are they aging turtles now? That's what you're telling me? They're becoming sea turtles or something? But I don't know. I just felt like it was just... Didn't you think it was weird that the minute they look horrible.
They don't even look like the same characters from the other movies.
Well, besides that, didn't you think it was weird when they had the samurai suits, right? And then they're walking around everyone, and I'm like, no one could fucking tell that these guys are turtles? Like,
yeah, they mention about the clothes. April O'Neil swaps clothes with the guy she teleports with. Those guys in those suits were not the same size as those turtles. So how the heck did their suits just fit them perfect? The mask. I remember those toys when I was a kid. That's the reason why they're in those suits, to sell toys. Because the they came with the toys with the mask and they were sick. So Turtles 3 made some good toys. That's about it.
That's the best selling point was the toys, because honestly, the movie was just got awful. But anyway, I gave it a 1. You gave it a 1 overall.
All right. So back to the three other things that I thought were pretty good. I agree with you. I actually liked two things at the beginning. I liked the red scene. I was like, well, I don't even remember this. The horses, it looks like they're going on a hill. You got the red sun, very Japanese. And I like the transition of the sword going, the guy pulling the sword, and all of a sudden a subway train goes by. Pretty good. Yes. I was like, okay, now we're back in New York. But it's everything that happens after the subway train that is just god awful. So like the first 2 minutes is pretty good. And I like the music in this movie in the sense of the same guy, John Dupree. I don't know how to pronounce it. Dupree, something like that. He did the music for the first two. And there's little notes here and there that sound like, you know, they sound familiar. The music of the Turtles movies is very familiar to me. And so I like the music. It fit, you know, like with the other movies. Other than that, this movie's god awful. If I knew I didn't like it when I was 6 years old, that should have been that was a sign to me that like I was dreading watching this, because I do love the Ninja Turtles, but that don't mean I gotta like all the movies. And this one is absolutely horrible. I will never watch it again. Only reason I own it is because it's in that box set, so like I have it. But I will never put this. There's no reason for me to ever put this movie in again. I never want to see it again. I'm good. If I had a friend who's like, oh, let's do a Turtles marathon, I will skip this one. I don't need to watch. I'm serious. I will skip it and we'll move along. One, overall, it's a horrible movie. It's not just a bad Turtles movie. It's also just a horrible movie in general. It's cheap. It looks, the editing is bad. Donatello lands on that frog and he's like, hope it wasn't an ancestor. Since when is a frog and a turtle the same? It's not even the same animal. So, you know, it's just all this stupid, every time I think about it, just, everything Donatello says pisses me off in this movie.
I agree. I gave it a 1-2. It's boring. I could care less about this movie. Yeah, this movie is not good. It's not fun. Like I said, it's not a fun movie to sit down. Even my kids, like I sat down with my oldest one and the middle child. They both left.
They got up and left.
They left. Yeah, they were like, this joint is whack. And they saw the second one. They saw it a little bit. They didn't stay the whole time, but they stood there. They were laughing when they were doing all the stupidity. Yeah. This one, they didn't even, they were just like, oh, this joint is garbage. Yeah. So like, I don't know. I like the music, because there was the song that was playing in the Walkman was actually pretty good. Uh-huh. But other than that, I mean, yeah, there was nothing good to hold on. I don't even think there was like one of the best moments of this film. There was none.
No.
Splinter was garbage all the way around. The performances were lackluster. So yeah, I gave it a 1. All right. So what's your total points?
6. A 6 yeah. out of a 25, probably my second lowest score I've ever given on this show. I think it is. I hate this movie. I think it's an abomination. And it's definitely the worst Turtles movie, hands down. But like I said, even if you don't like the Michael Bay movies, I get it. Fine. They're better than this one. They are. This one is just the bottom of the barrel dumpster juice of the Turtles franchise.
Oh, no, I agree with you. This is mucho dumpster juice. I gave it a 6.2. It's a piece of crap. And even if they come out with it on 4K, I'm not buying this one. And if
they
it comes
will have
in a
to do
set,
it like this, where they stick it with the other ones and force it on you, because I'll never buy it.
And I'll never watch it either. So that's the best way to do it. So anyway, with that said, all right, Nick, what's coming up next on the podcast?
All right, next episode, you're going to be hearing us start off our heist movie month with a little movie called Man on a Ledge. There is a heist in it. It's not just about a man. I mean, it is, but it's not. We'll be talking about that one next. And then, of course, we're moving on to the Michael Bay movies. I know you haven't seen these. No. So the first one is just called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And we'll be covering that one. I'm looking forward to rewatching that. It has been a while since I've seen them, but it's going to be fun. So I'm looking forward to you getting to watch those for the first time.
All right. There you have it, guys. If you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to Instagram at Geeks and Flicks, or head to our official website at www.geeksandflicks.com. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and my co-host is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.